This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa says his government fully supports press freedom. First Statute General Convention of CPNUML begins. Today's closed session will deliberate three reports, including that of Party Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli's political report. Supreme Court acquits contempt of court case against four former Chief Justices. Scientists say COVID antiviral pill can halve the risk of hospitalization and Nepal defeats Maldives in the ongoing SAF Championship. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has urged the people's representatives to forward the plans of public welfare. Inaugurating the 3rd National Council of Association of District Coordination Committees of Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari said activities should be carried out keeping human development in high priority for overall transformation of the country. The President also applauded the role played by local levels in prevention, control and treatment of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has reiterated the incumbent government's favour to full press freedom. The Prime Minister said the government was not in favour of restricting press while inaugurating Galaxy 4K television in Kathmandu yesterday. He expressed the hope that the new television would be more responsible for credible journalism in the competitive media sector. On the occasion, CPN Maui Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed his hope that media would help retain a strong national unity that accommodated voices of all caste and languages of the country. He urged the television to voice for those people in lower rung of the society and to preserve their languages and cultures. The former Prime Minister also appealed for healthy competition by presenting the balanced and dignified news contents. Chairperson Dahal said that he had also fallen victim to disinformation time and again and urged the media persons to do factual and impartial journalism. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's chairperson Upendra Yadav extended his best wishes to the newly inaugurated television that has begun its regular broadcasting. Reality shows to news would be presented in the television in a new style. Chairperson of the television, J.B. Rai, pledged to present quality contents and employees would get all the services and facilities they are entitled to. CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has said his party will move ahead unifying the communist forces. Presenting his political report in the first Statute General Convention of the party that started in Lalitpur yesterday, Chair Oli claimed that the responsibility of leading the communist movement had now fallen on CPNUML's soldiers. He also stressed the need for launching counterattack against activities designed to weaken CPNUML. Chair Oli further said his party would prioritize the national welfare at the center of its foreign policy and maintain friendly relations with all the countries. The party's general statute convention would determine the party's policy and statute. Political report, organizational report and statute amendment proposal are under discussion in the statute general convention. They will be discussed today as well. CPN Maui Center chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the parties in the ruling coalition are in consultations regarding the cabinet expansion. Virtually addressing an assembly organized by CPN Maui Center in Baglung yesterday, Chair Prachanda said the Council of Ministers would get its full shape in the next few days, stating that discussions were on regarding taking the five-party alliance until the election. He urged the party cadres to continue the dialogue with like-minded parties for unification. Senior leader of Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudal, said his party was heading towards consolidating internal democracy. In his address to a program in Tanahu district, he claimed the Nepali Congress had adopted a democratic practice from ward level. Leader Paudal called for party leadership towards resolving disputes related to active membership in the remaining districts. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,066 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. The number of infections was detected while conducting 13,368 sample tests. Similarly, 938 corona patients recovered yesterday. Meanwhile, 13 corona-related deaths were confirmed in the country yesterday, taking the total death toll to 11,148. The Supreme Court has decided to revoke a contempt of court case filed against four former Chief Justices. A divisional bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Somsir J.P. Rana and Justice Sapana Malla yesterday decided that there were no adequate basis on contempt case filed against four former Chief Justices Meen Bahadur Rai Maji, Anuprat Sharma, Kalyan Shrestha and Susila Karki. With the decision, the former four Chief Justices got clean cheat on the contempt case. Supreme Court spokesperson Babaram Dahal shared that the apex court's decision that the claim for contempt of court case filed against former Chief Justices was not sufficient. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for some international updates now. An experimental drug for severe COVID cuts the risk of hospitalization or death by about half, according to interim clinical trial results. The tablet molnupiravir was given twice a day to patients recently diagnosed with the disease. U.S. drug maker Merck said its results were so positive that outside monitors had asked to stop the trial early. It said it would apply for emergency use authorization for the drug in the U.S. in the next 2 weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the chief medical advisor to U.S. President Joe Biden, said the results were very good news but urged caution until the U.S. Food and Drug Administration had reviewed the data. Australia will reopen its international border from November, giving long-awaited freedoms to vaccinated citizens and their relatives. Since March 2020, Australia has had some of the world's strictest border rules, even banning its own people from leaving the country. The policy has been praised for helping to suppress COVID, but it has also controversially separated families. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said it was time to give Australians their lives back. Travel would not immediately be open for foreigners, but the government said it was working towards welcoming tourists back to their shores. Now, sports update. Nepal defeated host Maldives 1-0 in yesterday's match of the ongoing 13 SAF Championship. Manish Dangi scored for Nepal in the 84th minute of the match to ensure victory for Nepal. This is the first time that Nepal has defeated Maldives in the SAF Championship. Meanwhile, Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka by 1-0 in the opening match held at the Mali-based National Football Stadium yesterday itself. Five nations from South Asia are competing for the title. Bhutan has already announced to stay away from the tournament due to COVID-19 risk, while Pakistan is not participating in any international sports tournament due to internal issues. Nepali football team's head coach Abdullah Al-Mutairi said Nepal was committed to winning the title. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division. The weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of province number 2 and at a few places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 19 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa says his government fully supports press freedom. First Statutory General Convention of CPN-UML begins. Today's closed session will deliberate three reports, including Party Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli's political report. Supreme Court acquits contempt of court case against four former Chief Justices. Nepal defeats Maldives in the ongoing SAF Championship, and scientists say COVID antiviral pill can halve risk of hospitalization. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.